This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. That from the former president's office, as CBS's Jessica Moore reports.
A spokesperson for Biden says he was diagnosed Friday and called it a more aggressive form of the disease. Biden and his family are now reviewing his treatment options.
Dr. Owais Durrani is an ER doctor out of Houston.
That tells us that it is a tissue that is changed, that is very aggressive. And obviously, in this case, we know that it has metastasized, which means that the cancer has moved from its native area of the prostate to the bones or other parts of the body.
A book is due to come out this week on Biden's competency in his final years as president. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Maybe it will reduce the level of criticism and animus that has been directed at President Biden of late.
On Truth Social, President Trump says he and Melania wish Biden a fast and successful recovery. The suspect in a Palm Springs, California explosion yesterday is believed to be dead. It happened at a fertility clinic, and police say the man stated in writings that he was against bringing people into the world against their will. Police Chief Andrew Mills.
I am absolutely confident that this city is safe. There is no continuing threat to our community as a result of this incident.
The FBI's Akil Davis says first responders were able to save eggs and embryos.
They understood the sensitivity and the precious nature of what was inside, and they took extreme care to ensure that there was no loss of any sensitive material.
Residents in Kentucky and Missouri are digging through tornado-stricken neighborhoods and clearing out debris after a storm swept through parts of the Midwest and South that left more than two dozen people dead. Eric Gibson is Emergency Management Director for Kentucky.
The cleanup efforts are underway. There is great effort being made in that, but lots of work needs to be done.
The White House is touting a Republican-backed tax bill as delivering, quote, permanent tax cuts and bigger paychecks. It did not go through Friday. Another vote on it is set to happen tonight.
That is a bad deal.
Democrat James Clyburn was on CNN.
They want more cuts. Some of them would like to see the elimination of Medicaid, and they want to see the privatization of Social Security and Medicare.
In Rome,
rendete grazie al Signore perché
Pope Leo XIV's inauguration mass in St. Peter's Square, 150,000 people were in attendance. The Pope said he wanted to be a servant to the faithful. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, some frost possible as we drop into the low 30s. Partly sunny, 57 on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the east. Still breezy Monday night with a low near 42 and a slight chance of a shower. Showers are likely on your Tuesday. It's 57 at our studios.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal, Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like the show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
unprepared, somebody will come and lift you higher, and your burdens will be shared.
Yes, I do believe, if I hadn't met you, I might still be sinking fast. I've had a long streak of bad luck, but I pray it's
Simon with Phoebe Snow and the Jesse Dixon Singers with Gone at Last. And before that, we opened up the show with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mary Jane's Last Dance. Hello and welcome, everyone. Once again, it is time for Seth Faces the Music, and today is our last show. No, not our final show. No, we're not. It's not the end, everyone. It's just our show about the word last. We've got all kinds of stuff here. We've got last summer, the last time, at last, last chance, last bus home, you name it. We've got songs about being last. So stick around, everyone. Join us, won't you, as we face the music together. Let's move along here to one of the great bands of the 1980s. This is from their album, Rio. It wasn't a big hit, but that whole album is actually pretty strong. It stands up even today. Here's Duran Duran, Last Chance on the Stairway.
You've walked out on the in crowd with a girl that you've just met for a little late night living on your own. And you want to dance till morning with this piece of fairer sex, and she says it's late and wants to head for home. And it's all part of the last bus home. In a gigantic greenhouse where the late night buses stop, you'll be waiting for another half an hour with a man dressed in a raincoat with a piece of string around, and a man who's dressed in mohair claims his car is broken down. And it's all part of the last bus home. For a moment you must swallow your pride, reach in your pocket for the money for your ride. Watch by a thousand eyes, this girl you've met tonight won't even steal a kiss. With a rocking, jogging motion, you're about to take a ride on a public corporation's red domain. With the silver rails surrounding and the smoke that fills the air, and a weary bus conductor climbs the stairs. And it's all part of the last bus. All part of the last bus.
From their album Blaze, that was Herman's Hermits with Last Bus Home. That was an album a little bit later on in their career. It wasn't as nearly commercially successful as they were earlier, but I have to say they created some, well, a little more interesting music, at least in my humble opinion. Stick around, everyone. Lots more to come here on Seth Faces the Music this week. When we come back, we've got a band playing their one big hit from the 1980s. Now, of course, they weren't just a one-hit wonder. They had a lot of more interesting music that just didn't quite click. The song we're going to play certainly did when we come back on WFHR.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
The first truly great song written by Jagger and Richards. That was the Rolling Stones with The Last Time from their great early album, Out of Our Heads. And before that, we heard from The Motels and their big hit, Suddenly Last Summer. Coming up next, we have a song that was recorded by many, many people in the 1950s. It's still considered something of a standard, but you're crazy if you think you want to listen to any other version than the one I'm going to play right now. Here's the great Etta James with At Last.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, yeah. You smile, oh, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you are mine at
Girl. So chin up, step into the lane. Why not? Can't avoid disaster anyway. Tell all your offended angels, stay away. Faces on her toes, dancing flowers for her row, dancing effervescent eyes, glowing makes you crawl. Leaning closer to you, she brushes against you, inviting you to dance. She is beautiful. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay.
From the album 100 Year Thing, that was Chris Stills with Last Stop. And if that name sounds familiar, it should. He is the son of Stephen Stills. He's had an up and down recording career, but I think he's still out there plugging away. Got to give him kudos just for sticking around. Well, ladies and gentlemen, more to come on Seth Faces the Music on this lovely evening. Coming up next, we're going back to the 1960s and play one of the great psychedelic songs of all time. I just love it. I can't wait to play it for you right here on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, some frost possible as we drop into the low 30s. Partly sunny, 57 on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the east. Still breezy Monday night with a low near 42 and a slight chance of a shower. Showers are likely on your Tuesday.
It's 57 at our studios.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. After the election of liberal-leaning Justice Janet Prosewitz in 2023, Wisconsin State Assembly and Senate maps were challenged in the Wisconsin Supreme Court and subsequently thrown out as unconstitutional. But justices passed on a challenge to the congressional districts. With April's election of Liberal Justice Susan Crawford, pro-voter groups are trying again for a fairer congressional voting map. In early 2024, the legislature ignored six fairer maps and adopted Democratic Governor Tony Evers' least change compromise map, later allowed to stand by the U.S. Supreme Court. GOP candidates were elected to six of eight congressional districts with only 50% of the statewide vote in 2024. Two challenges were filed May 7th and 8th, one by the Elias Group, contending that the least change directive had no basis in the Wisconsin Constitution, and the second by the Campaign Legal Center, argues that Evers' map ignored traditional redistricting norms, splits too many counties, and didn't equally apportion the districts. A record $100 million was spent by both sides in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The current margin in the U.S. House is 220 Republicans to 213 Democrats. We've linked to the filings and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
¶¶ the front by the living room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. As I staggered from my bed, I could not bear the image racing through my head. You were so real that I could feel your eagerness. And when you raised your lips for me to kiss, take the gong, and you were gone. Gone, gone, gone. I had too much to drink last night. Too much to drink. I'm not ready to fight for life. I had too much to drink.
Oh,
lightly through the shadows, my love. Over and over. Over and over and over. This time I'll figure it out. This time I will. This time I'll figure it out. This time I'll figure it out. This time I will. This time I'll figure it out.
The name of the artist is Fink, at least that's what he goes by. The name of the song was One Last Gift, and that was from the album Beauty in Your Wake. A very interesting artist. He's been a part of many different groups over the years, electronic music, folk music. You should follow him. Check him out. He's got a lot of good stuff out there. Before that, we heard from, of course, the Electric Prunes. I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Oh, classic from the 60s. I love that song. Coming up, we have a band that started in the 1980s. I wouldn't call them an 80s band because they didn't have a ton of success, at least on the charts. And the song we're going to be playing here is from one of their later albums. In fact, one that came out not that long ago. Here is the band Kissing the Pink. And yes, that means exactly what you think it does. The last film from their album, Naked.
The change and they
One of the great instrumentals of all time. That was the Marquees with Last Night. And that's going to bring our number one of Seth Faces the Music this week to an end. Don't worry, though. This is not the last hour of the week. We've got a whole nother hour coming up here, everyone. So stick around as we go to a couple of messages. And we'll be right back here on WFHR.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Biden has cancer. His office says it's an aggressive form of prostate cancer, which has spread to his bones. CBS's Willie James Inman.
He was diagnosed with prostate cancer characterized by a Gleason score of 9 on Friday, with a metastasis to the bone. While this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. That statement then goes on to say that the Biden family is considering the treatment options for the 82-year-old former president.
With more on that hormone-sensitive aspect, Houston ER doctor Owais Durrani says that is potentially positive.
We have medications and treatments to bring those hormones down. So you take that fuel away, you're going to make that cancer less aggressive. It's going to spread less rapidly. And so essentially that's why that is a bit of positive.